This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser, and we are sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Green's Pediatric Dentistry. Our archives, always available at KJJR.com for anytime listening. And back in the studio, I believe, maybe for the second time, it is Dr. Jevin Clark. He is from the Animal Clinic of Kalispell. Welcome back, Jevin.
Thank you.
Welcome. How are things these days at the Animal Hospital?
Great, but we are super, super busy, like every veterinary practice in the whole valley and everybody else. We are busy, but we're surviving.
Well, you're doing a lot of new things. I've been reading a lot about you, and we want to talk about that in a few minutes. But let's talk about yourself for just a second for those who've never met you or don't know you. Tell us about yourself a little bit.
Yeah, I've been here in Kalispell since 2008, so 14 years. I just had my vet school graduation kind of anniversary was a few days ago. I've practiced for 27 years, which doesn't seem possible. I remember getting out and I was the young guy that didn't know anything, and now I'm the old fart.
That knows a lot.
I have a lot of data in there. It's accessing it. It's a little bit different now, but yeah, I've been here for a while, and I've got two grown kids that are out of college and working and having their lives, and my wife's a teacher here in town, and so it's kind of an interesting part of our life where I have more time to do more practice and less family kids stuff right now.
What do you love to do when you're not working all the time?
I have a couple of passions. One is just fixing stuff. If I have this disease, if something shows up on Facebook that has a motor that says it doesn't run, I have to have that. So I do that, and play with cars, play with boats. I like to get out and fish and bike, and I have too many hobbies is what it is. But I like just to be busy.
Well, it's good to have one hobby, but you've got a bunch of hobbies.
I have too many,
Well, let's get to it. Very successful business, and you're doing a lot of new things. Animal Clinic of Kalispell, listen to this, advocated for pets and nurtures the bond with their family by providing the absolute best patient and client care available here in the Flathead Valley. That's a great statement.
Yeah, that's our mission.
And you do that, and people obviously love that about you.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope that we do a good job of that. That's one of the things we really strive for is that experience with people, that they know that sometimes people come to us under super stressful situations. Life's good when you have a young cat or young dog and things are happy and healthy and everybody's great. But when they're injured or they're sick, then it becomes really stressful. And I think one of the things we really are good at is being able to take care of people. Most of my staff is taking care of people. I'm the person that looks at the pets, but really my staff makes me look good because they are the ones that really take care of people's emotions and help them through decision-making processes and things like that.
Well, let's talk about a couple of very cool things. First of all, stem cell.
Yes.
Describe what that means in the world of veterinary medicine.
Yeah, so stem cell therapy, a lot of people are starting to hear about it more and more. There's a couple of actual practices here in the Valley doing human stuff with stem cell therapy. The process has been around for probably 15 years. It kind of came in vogue about 10 years ago. And there was a veterinary product out there that we used. And then that company got bought like all these companies do. And that product went away. Well, about a year and a half ago, a new company picked up the same product. And what stem cell therapy is you're taking a tissue out of an animal and you're kind of processing that and concentrating it and injecting that tissue back into areas that need help healing. So usually using it for is in dogs with orthopedic kinds of things or soft tissue injuries. So we can actually draw out some bone marrow. We spin it down. We concentrate the bone marrow. And the bone marrow's got stem cells in there, which are the progenitor kind of cells that can build all kinds of tissues. And you concentrate all that tissue down and you re-inject it into either like things like your Achilles tendon or your hip joint or your elbow joints or things like that to help restructure some tissues. And we've had really fantastic success. It's one of these things that's so new. There's not tons and tons of data. The data that's out there, I've had the most success with hips and elbow disease, like elbow arthritis. Those are the places that I've used a lot. And I've also actually done some things with, like I had a Achilles tendon dog that ruptured one, and we chose to try the stem cell therapy instead of surgery, and it actually healed it, which never happens. So that those kinds of things are the things that we're seeing with the process, and it's just a cool product. It's kind of just the next step. It's a non-surgical way of helping these guys, especially things like elbow arthritis is terrible to deal with, and it's not a surgical disease, and so you're just stuck with meds. Well, if the medications stop working and you don't want to be on a ton of opioid drugs, then we just don't have a ton of options. And so bone marrow stem cell therapy is another tool we have in the toolbox to help help these guys out.
Well, that's really good to know. Yeah. So and having success with it, all the better.
Yes. Yeah. No kidding.
It's coming up, we're going to be talking about some more things like laser therapy, your orthopedic surgery services.
Yeah.
I want to know about that coming up in just a few minutes. It's the Animal Clinic of Kalispell, and you've been hearing Jevin Clark. He is, of course, the veterinarian, along with some other great doctors. We're going to talk about that, too, in a few. Part two coming up in just a few minutes, sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is Focus on the Flathead right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk at 80 at 107.9 KJJR. This is Focus on the Flathead. We are back with part two. And welcome back to Jevin Clark from the Animal Clinic of Kalispell. Dr. Clark, welcome back. And thanks for being here today.
Yeah, it's great.
Let's talk about your staff for a little bit. You've got a great staff. A lot of them have been with you for quite some time. You got to be proud of that.
Thank you. I am very proud of that. We've got two other full-time doctors and a part-time doctor, and we all kind of share the same. I think one of the things that makes us successful is people get the same experience no matter which doctor they see. And while it's very difficult for me to give up my clients I've seen for a long time, it's also nice for me to give them up to people that I trust. And, people like Dr. Zoe Ball, Dr. Jerry Cosper, Dr. Mindy Wilson, we all have different maybe ways of doing things, but we all are on the same page as what our medical philosophy is. So it all matches. We all kind of do the same kind of ideas. So
you, when you went to find these folks, what do you look for in a great veterinarian?
I guess the easiest one to talk about is Dr. Balk. She came out, she's been out of school for 3 years, out of vet school, and she kind of sought us out when she was still in school and kind of met her. And for me, it's all about how do they communicate with people? The technical skills you can learn, that kind of stuff you learn as you go. That's why they call it practice, right?
Yeah.
So you learn that stuff as you're going. And so somebody that's successful, I know that they've got the technical skills there. What I need to know is, can they actually talk to people? Because that's what our business is 100% of, talking to people at whatever level they're at to be able to tell them what they need, what their pets need. And so I look at somebody that, like clients want to talk to them. With all my doctors, that's how they are. That I think when people talk about us, I like to hear things like, they cared. They actually listened to me.
Boy, I think that's really important.
Yeah.
So we talked about new things happening in the world of veterinary medicine. How about the DNA testing? This sounds very interesting. It's called Embark.
Yeah, there's a couple of companies out there. We just lined up with one called Embark. And I think most people that have pets are kind of used to this idea that you can swab their cheek and send it off to the labs and they'll tell you what kind of percentage your dog is. And I used to think, oh, that's just ridiculous. Or maybe not ridiculous, but I didn't believe it. Well, this particular company really has got a ton of science behind it, and they really do have it down to a T of what percentage these dogs are, which is kind of cool. But what they also do is they can look at things like the biological age. So they can look at how much of the DNA is altered, and they have an actual calendar that it's pretty darn accurate, like down to 5 months of how old these dogs are. So if you get a dog that comes in from a shelter or something, and somebody wants to know how old is this dog, that's part of their process is they can say, okay, this dog was born about, May of 2012. The most powerful tool for us is this particular company checks about almost 200 different genes for alterations in these genes. So they've got the genome of these dogs down solid enough that they know that if this gene is abnormal over here, that affects this disease on this side. So for some of the congenital things or genetic predisposition kinds of things, like so for instance, like corgis are prone to getting something called degenerative myelopathy, where their spinal cord can fall apart.
Wow.
And thankfully it's a recessive gene. So if the dogs have only one copy of that, then they're not going to get it. But if they were a breeder dog, that would be important for a breeder to know that, because they wouldn't necessarily want to breed that one if they've got a carrier. Those are the kinds of things that change how we can do medicine. Really cool company to deal with. I've been really happy with them.
That's very impressive. Let's talk surgery for a while. You guys do this, and I'm looking at it right now. Our advanced anesthetic capabilities, surgical equipment, top notch. I mean, you must pride yourself on that.
Yeah, we do. You know, we have a surgical laser, which some people are familiar with surgical lasers. It's basically a really fancy, nice scalpel blade that allows it, you know, it cauterizes as it cuts tissue. It cuts the ends of the nerves quietly, if you will, so that you have less surgical pain. It causes less edema, less swelling. So we use that a lot. We use that for every single surgery we use. We use a laser for that. So that's cool. As far as just other monitoring things, we've really invested over the last 5 years in some of our surgical anesthesia monitoring so that we don't have surprises. I mean, nobody likes surprises when you're under anesthesia, and we don't either. So really well-trained staff, you know, certified techs and things like that, that can actually monitor anesthesia for us and do those kinds of things. So,
well, I suggest that they give you a call and find out, and just look it up on the website too, about the procedures that you do, because a lot of them have to farm that stuff out where you guys can do it right here in house.
Yeah, exactly. And we've really retooled our schedule a lot to be able to, so we know that surgeries sometimes can't wait for surgeries. And so we've done a really good job of retooling our schedule, so we actually have a lot of time to do that stuff. So some of the things that people don't know about, you know, that maybe they're assuming they have to go somewhere else. They don't necessarily have to go somewhere else in town, like, or out of town. You know, that's what we're trying to keep people from having, with gas prices are $5 a gallon. It'd be nice not to have to drive to Spokane for something. So,
and before we leave, I want to tell you about one testimonial from one of your clients here. This is so cool. His name is Jeff. He says, staff was incredibly friendly and polite. These professionals confidently diagnosed my dog's condition, quickly came up with a surgery plan, and I was picking up my dog from surgery the next afternoon. I trust the folks at the animal clinic and thank them very much for treating my dog so well. A couple things standing out there: incredibly friendly and polite, and trust.
Yeah.
Got to be very important in your world.
Yeah, that's really, I love reading those to my staff when we get these reviews and things, and that's why we do it. I want to make sure, you know, my job is to make sure that their pets are healthy, so they get to enjoy them for a long time. And man, to make it even better when they have a really great experience at our practice. And like I said earlier, my staff makes me look really good. Like I could be having the worst day ever, but they really, you know, pull it together and take care of the people well. And so all that communication and the fluffy stuff, I'm not necessarily really good at. Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
You're good
at
all the other stuff, right? Well, we want to thank you again for coming by. You've been listening to Jevin Clark. He's the DVM from the Animal Clinic of Kalispell. They're out there at 1408 Airport Road, Kalispell.
Thanks, Ross.
Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it. This is Focus on the Flathead, again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll see you next weekend right here at KJJR.